Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming for you in about 5 minutes. Well, we're gonna start out with Zoom. Sure you're thinking, oh, what this time? Well, this one has to do with about 530,000 accounts that hackers got a hold of, and then they sold them on the dark web for a penny apiece. Yes, it's just another domino that Zoom has tipped over. And a sign, yes, it's still not taking customer privacy seriously enough. Although, granted, they have froze future releases for 90 days, so they could patch all the vulnerabilities, quote-unquote, that they currently have. Now, as far as these 530,000 accounts, this was actually found out by cybersecurity intelligence firm Cybel. The firm noted that it started seeing Zoom accounts on hacker forums on the dark web around April 1st. After that, then, they saw an influx of credentials shared online, and even included some credentials of universities. University of Vermont, Colorado, Florida. Yeah, that list is kind of long. Now, the funny thing about the firm, they actually approached the hackers and managed to purchase 530,000 Zoom accounts from them for dirt cheap. And I'm sure your anticipation saying, what was in them? Well, that included in customer Zoom accounts their email addresses, passwords, personal meeting URL, and even their host key. Cybel Security said that if you're currently using Zoom, it might be a good idea to maybe try something else. Because by all accounts, what they managed to get a hold of is just the tip of the iceberg. Users, you know those Android apps that live on your Chrome OS? Well, those are about to be replaced. No, not completely. They're just going to be web apps now. As you guessed, these will be PWAs, progressive web apps, and will have the look and feel of the traditional app, but of course will just be available online. The advantages of PWAs, of course, are faster, more functionality than their Android counterparts, plus they take up a lot less storage. The downside is, if you got no internet, you got no apps. From what we could tell, the first Android app getting the PWA treatment will be Twitter. This was actually spotted last week. Looks like YouTube TV will be next on the horizon, and from what Google is telling us, they'll have many more coming soon. As far as when you know it's going to be happening to you, well, you're going to get a notification saying you need to uninstall the current app you have from the Play Store, and it will be automatically replaced with its PWA version. And finally, it's all the rage nowadays to wash your freaking hands. Really, we all need to be doing that. And if you can't remember to do it, well, Wear OS is here for you. Now, granted, I don't think a lot of us probably need this. We probably wash our hands now about, 20,000 times a day. But just in case we forget, Wear OS, yes, that's Google's operating system for its smartwatches, will now send some reminders to wash your hands. This actually appeared in the first update of version 5.4.0, and the new feature was added into the clock application. How often will it remind you to wash your hands? Well, apparently every 3 hours, meaning head your butt over to the sink and start scrubbing. In fact, it'll even have a countdown for you. That way you're washing your hands at the appropriate length of time. Now, be forewarned, the alert, it's actually going to be turned on by default. You can, however, though, disable it if you get annoyed with it, particularly at 3 in the morning when it's telling you, would you get up and wash your hands? Got a story? No one else is listening? We'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, conveniently located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to this show, the new show, of course, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show. And as you can see, the BTN Network has a variety of shows for you to choose from. That's why we need your support, particularly here at the new show. We are completely reliant on your donations to keep this show going. So if you feel like supporting the BTN Network and the new show, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Your $5 a month could go a long way to keeping this show and so many other great shows on the air from the British Tech Network. You can also give us a follow, too, on our Twitter page at British Tech. Find us on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. And come by our community over at our Slack room where you can join in the conversation today. So much geeky tech going on over there and a whole lot more other than that, too. Lots of fun to be had, so join in today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Thursday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Wednesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.